Hello, this is George Waring, broadcasting from the underground in Uptown Butte. And this column I submitted to the Butte Weekly at the very end of January, simply entitled Dire Consequences. The National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare sent me the following alert on January 28th. And I thought you would appreciate it, so I want to pass it on. The title is, The Consequences Are Dire. I'll quote from it. Our country has reached its self-imposed debt limit, and now the United States Treasury is taking extraordinary measures, essentially buying time, to avert economic catastrophe. That should give lawmakers about 6 months to strike a deal to pass legislation to either suspend or increase the debt ceiling before we reach a true crisis point. However, given that Republican extremists are now calling the shots in the House, it seems certain that these politicians will use debt ceiling negotiations to try and force cuts to Social Security and to Medicare, and that we are indeed headed toward a fiscal crisis. Instead of passing legislation that enables our government to pay for the spending that Congress has already approved, entitlement reformers are planning to resurrect the so-called dreaded Trust Act, and use that act to exact severe cuts to your earned benefits in exchange for allowing our government to fulfill its financial obligations. And note, this proposal has bipartisan support, both Democrats and Republicans. In fact, that infamous Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who calls himself a Democrat, he's backed a previous version of this plan. And he is now talking to Republican Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, about including the Trust Act in legislation to avoid a default. According to Senator Manchin, quote, we would put different committees, bipartisan, bicameral committees, together to look at each one of the trusts and come up with solutions of how we fix it. And by fix, Manchin could mean cutting benefits and radically reforming these popular and effective anti-poverty programs. So that is why the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare is working to keep the pressure on all members of Congress to reject the Trust Act and prevent Social Security and Medicare from being used as negotiating pawns in debt negotiations now underway in Congress. As a reminder, the National Committee strongly opposes the Trust Act, which would set up special committees to decide the fate of the Social Security system, Medicare, and other trust funds, all to help pay down the budget deficit. And it could lead to devastating benefit cuts fast-tracked through Congress with minimal public debate. And so I thank you for listening, and I thank you for giving me a thumbs up out on the courthouse step as you are honking for choice. This is George Waring saying bye-bye.